Ladies and gentlemen, Labor Day has passed. You may now resume Stout Season. This is the Perfect Pour.
Oh, thank goodness. Stout Season. Oh, that was rough. Welcome to the Perfect Porch. Just a fun hangout for craft beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
We're going to be drinking some beers and talking about the beers we drank last week. And the beers we're looking out for some beer culture. And the listeners are going to call us, fingers crossed, and let us know what's going on. Tell us something they think a Perfect Pour listener would be interested in. That's all going to happen. And I hope. Before the show, we were tailgating a little bit. My tailgate was different from Nick's tailgate. from any other tailgate. I'll let you in on that in a minute. But what do you got? What are you drinking there?
I found this in the fridge in light of my opener. Coffee pot porter from Mraz Brewing Company.
A porter. It's an
imperial porter.
Ooh, an imperial
9%
porter.
9%
alk. It's got a 9% alk, 9 alk, huh? You're running a 9 alk on that?
9 flat.
So you don't need to throw in the percent now that we use alk. You just go 9 alk.
Just call it alk.
You got 9 alk.
Got 8.6 alk.
Man, that's a pretty hefty dude. That is a strong porter. Never heard of a porter with that high alk.
It's a high alk porter. Is it a high porter or a low stout? That's the question.
Well, that you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Give it a good swirl.
A swiffer. It's porter. It's porterish.
Oh yeah, it's got a little. You can tell.
Yeah.
All right.
My tongue's not sticking to the roof of my mouth yet.
Just got
that. Makes any sense at all?
Thinner.
It's clean. It's more thinner. Yes. Mm-hmm. More thinner. My beer.
I'm drinking 11th Hours Brewing Company out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cancer. From the astrology series, you're just like, what? Why would you name a beer Cancer? But no, astrology sign. Thanks. Cancer. It's IPA single hop Strata beer. And this is very good. 11th Hours on Charlotte Street in Pittsburgh. And it was donated by Tom, Pittsburgh Tom. Cheers to that. It's good. It's good beer. So that's what we're drinking. That's what's happening. And let's begin the show. Culture. Well, the reason I was late, or I was like anybody knows.
yeah, what the heck?
The tailgate listeners know there's hardly a tailgate because as I was walking into the studio, quote unquote, the back of my garage with to start setting up to record this episode here on this early Friday morning, there was a possum on my table, recording the table we record with in the studio. And well, the other side of the table, since the boys aren't here in the studio anymore, has turned into a cat feeding station. And there was a possum feeding on my cat's feeding station, a baby possum. And I was like, bye. I was like, okay.
That's not a cat.
And it did not seem to care that I was there too much and kept eating. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with this? And then I realized like I both our cats are loose somewhere. So I'm like, all right, do it. All right. Should I start trying to get this
mama possum?
Yeah. Should I start trying to get this possum out or should I get the cats into a different location? And then one of the cats started coming in and like came. So the possum had moved. Now the possum is like knew I was there and moved to a different part, moved to our old school board that we don't use anymore. The one that used to, crackly crack all the time until Nick and Matt bought a new board for the show. So it moved over to that. And then one of my cats walked in, like not knowing what's going on, just walked in and jumped on the table. And I'm like, nope, I'm not dealing with this, whatever could happen here situation. So I grabbed the cat, put it inside, and went looking for the other cat, and then got that. I couldn't find it. So now the word is starting to get out in the house that there's a possum in the garage. So people are coming in the garage and like, now they're like, no, there's no possum. And I was like, yes, it's right there. And it doesn't want to leave. Now I'm starting to talk to it. Before it was kind of walking around and didn't really care. And now it's like scared. Now it's just like stiff. It doesn't want to move.
Yeah.
And I don't want to touch it. And I don't have any gloves around. I start encouraging it with like the shop vac pull from the shop. I'm like, come on now. And it starts doing that. But it's a baby, so it doesn't know to fully do the whole hissing thing that possums do. So it's kind of like just like opening its mouth and going. And I'm like, okay, it's not moving. And so the producer comes in and just talking to him. It's like, come on, babe, just leave. We have the door open for it. We're like, come on, go out the way you came in. And it just would not move. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to like grab this thing, aren't I? And I turn around as like,
where's the pillowcase?
I start figuring out like, what am I going to grab it with? Or what am I going to do here? And I turn around and there's a little garbage can next to our shop. Next to our shop sink, at least Nick knows where the shop sink is here. And and there's another possum sticking out of the garbage can.
What like, the hell?
What the hell is going on?
You've been invaded.
That's not a possum. And that possum is like, now it sees me and it's like, hey guy. And I'm like, hey guy. And I'm like, I do not want a second situation where I can't get another possum out. So I'm like, he's like trying to get out of the garbage can. I'm like, nope. And I like sort of like grab the can so it can't get out. And then it like kind of falls into the can. And so I'm able to get that out and get the can out of the garage. So now I'm back to the single possum.
Now back to one possum.
And I found this, this like squeegee, this like long edge squeegee thing that I have for these, windows that are high up in the house. And I decide this is the tool I'm going to use. And now I'm like, this is like a half hour in. Of like trying to get this possum out, like without harming anyone. And now I'm like, I need to get to the show. Like I need to start recording this. Like come on, possum. We got a podcast to do here. So just like getting more aggressive. I'm like, okay, never mind. I put like a can underneath him and I just start trying to push him off the board with the squeegee. And I finally it would not do it. It would grab the squeegee and wouldn't let go of the squeegee. I'm just like, could you let go of the squeegee? No squeegee. Now squeegee? No. No squeegee. And I finally got it to go down. It wouldn't go in the can, but I finally got it to get on the floor. And then eventually it walked out the door and I just shut the door and like finally possum gate 2022
possum zero
is over for the moment. And now I'm looking around. I will be looking around this whole episode waiting for a third possum to come out here. But yeah.
Can't just stop it too.
So there you go. My explanation to the tailgate listeners that got basically no tailgate this week because I was just like, all right, let's just go. I just used up my tailgate time wrangling possums. All right. So, anyway.
All right.
Tangent. That was a possum tangent. It's all right.
I like it. It's the first for the show.
First possum tangent. Did I hit the culture button already? I don't know. Anyway.
Culture.
Nick, what's going on in culture?
The heat has killed everything in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing. No news. Nothing's happening. We're all just trying to survive.
Yeah, we're just trying to get through this section. We're going to be better next week, though.
Better?
Yeah. Low 90s, man.
Is that a personal goal or just in general?
Yeah, both.
In looking out for news, society's collabing. Hey, guys.
Collabing.
They have a series of... Oh, these are past collabs. They said, who should we collab with next? Oh. So in the past, they've collabed with Stone.
Can't Bergeon, do that.
Bergeon.
We found out last week. It's Bergeon.
The San Diego Brewers Guild.
Yeah, had it.
Modern Times.
Might have had
Beachwood.
It.
So, who would you want?
I already used Beachwood.
Society.
To How about a with? Fresno Brewer?
Yeah, Fresno Brewer.
They want probably a Southern California brewer. So, technically, if you want to think of California without Central California, you want to think of it as Northern and Southern California. And Fresno is technically Southern California, the most northern Southern California town. So,
yeah,
society, if that's your like thing of like only Southern California,
that's your cutoff.
Yeah, then we qualify. So let's get Tioga in there. House of Pendragon, Pine and Palm, you know. Preservers.
Yeah.
Procreation.
Ooh, Pine and Palm and Society. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Machine Head.
So I guess Stone is their latest collab series, this West Coast number 2.
Uh-oh. Is that pre-buyout?
Oh, I don't know. The line. Yeah, maybe this is because by the time they brewed it,
right.
Brewed it.
Might have been.
And well, now, if they're just now packaging it, this right. could have been done pre.
Yeah, we'll just say that. This will be the last time we have a stone beer. This is our last stone beer.
Collabs happening, man. I'm sorry to report this next one.
Oh, man.
You know what? Actually, is this a Sanger brewery? Question mark.
House of Pendragon's
only some boundaries.
House Pendragon's
I need some boundaries. Sanger yeah, no, so not the first Sanger brewery, but the newest Sanger brewery.
Oh. Newest Fresno County brewery.
I know Ashland is considered Sanger. This is along Academy Avenue.
Yeah, anywhere in Ashland, that's Sanger. Ashland and Old Venice, Sanger.
Sanger. So this is Shaw and Academy.
Yeah.
So is that Fresno or is that Clovis or is that Sanger?
It might be Clovis.
Is that Clovis?
Maybe nowadays. Dang. Not when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was maybe Sanger.
Maybe now.
But maybe now it's Clovis.
Dang. So Clovis's newest brewery is Two Ravens.
Yeah. Oh boy. Boy, Clovis, there. Another brewery.
Another brewery.
Screw you guys, man. What the hell is going on with my what's Clovis doing that Fresno's not doing for brewery like involvement?
Making it easy to open a business? I don't know.
I guess.
Well, you want to open a business?
Well, sure.
Have a nice day.
What are the basic things that Fresno is putting, the red tape that Fresno puts up? Now, I'm not talking about downtown. Downtown's like a different entity all its own. But like just putting up a brewery in a strip mall on West Shaw in Fresno as opposed to Shaw and Clovis. Like what more hoops are you going through in Fresno? That's what I don't understand.
Like 10 times the hoops.
Really?
The review process is probably 4 times longer. Hmm. The ALK by volume regulators, because there's more bars per capita in Fresno than Clovis, they look at you more closely.
Oh. Interesting. Where in Clovis, they're just like,
Clovis.
Like, yeah, go.
It's Clovis. Damn, I was hoping that would be Singer. That would have been cool. I should have gone to yeah, Ashland.
It would have been cooler.
It could have been Singer.
It's almost Clovis Lakes, right?
Yeah, it's farther out than that. It is.
We're not in Clovis Lakes.
Would you like it? They're Shawn Academy. So the famous landmark out there is the Red Caboose Cafe.
Oh. Is it past Wolf Lakes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. It is Sanger.
It's further east than that.
Not Sanger now. No, never mind.
I've had a real life review of this joint.
What?
Yeah. So my parents, They hang out on that side of town.
They love it.
And they go to the Red Caboose often, so they know it well.
Regulars.
And so this place is right next door to the Red Caboose, which is a diner. And they said they've partnered with them so you could get food delivered to the brewery from the Caboose.
Synergy.
Yep. Synergy. They're making it easy.
It's about synergy.
They opening day, they opened with 12 taps.
Whoa. Opened with 12?
Opened with 12.
That's a big open.
Boom. Lots of IPA and hazy options.
Oh, they want to make money. One stout. Huh? Oh, they want to sell
stout,
beer.
It was a coffee stout.
All right. Well, at least that's something.
Yeah. One of their IPAs on tap was described as piney, which is different for one of our brewers to do.
Old school.
Little Oregonian.
I got him to do pine. That cheap. Well, how are the beers? I guess we gotta wait for
Bangkok. Beers were good. We'll
gotta wait for Bangkok drinking.
Ooh, 3.5 stars. We'll go back for more.
All right.
Is that accurate?
Louis on to something. I think the possums are in the back, moved to the backyard now.
Well, the possum probably pissed all over himself when you came in, so probably smells great in there. Smells wonderful. So that was a B-worthy article.
Oh.
One I didn't have to pay for.
Oh, wow. You got a free B article.
Yep. Must have cleared my cookies.
Yeah, once in a while, one will slip in underneath the paywall.
Yeah. Check out Two Ravens.
Two Ravens.
Wandering in the foothills of Clovis and need a beer and maybe a Valero gas station.
Ah. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now. Oh my God, Louis.
Losing his mind?
He has lost it.
Mikey, are you going to Japan anytime soon?
I wish I was. I'm going to Disneyland soon.
Close enough.
Right there.
Oh, wait a minute. Disneyland news. Oh. The wife was telling me Disneyland proper is that's to all, begin selling alcohol. About. Have you heard this yet?
I have.
Can you confirm?
No, other than like, I know Star Wars and the bar inside the Galaxy's Edge has alcohol, and then the secret club 23 has alcohol, so it exists inside Disneyland. It's just not that accessible.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So not new, but
right.
Yeah, it's there's supposed to be a few sites around the park that are going to serve alcohol. I think one. I don't know the last time you went, but
it's been before the.
If pandemic. You remember where back behind the Tiki Room was, some kind of Aladdin's adventure.
Yeah, they like changed. They made like a new restaurant out of that or something.
Yeah, it's right like a Dole Whip bar.
Jungle essentially. Cruise, the Jungle Cruise.
But right when you between end the Jungle Cruise and the Tiki Room. So have you been back to that yet?
No, I haven't been since they did that.
Okay. Well, so back in there, they're going to do a cocktail. I think it's going to be a blended because they have the, you know, the Dole Whip machines back there.
Oh.
But in a few other places around the park, there is supposed to be beer available. Ooh, I don't know when that's going to start, though.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully in a couple weeks.
Yeah, hopefully by the time you get there. I think it'll be beer garden style. I think you'll have to stay.
It'll last 1 week, and then they'll just be like, way too many dads, and way too many dads.
Are you going to ruin it for everybody else?
I'm going to be passed out in front of the Cinderella castle.
You're gonna be begging for change so you can buy yourself another Disney beer.
Hey, spare me $18 so I can get a 12 ounce pour over there, bro. Bro, come on, bro. Bro. Come on, man.
Hustling for beer.
Yep. I'm gonna be the first panhandler kicked out of Disneyland.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey man, come on. I just need a drink. Come on, man. $5. I just need a drink.
Why lie? I just need a drink.
Yeah, yep. I'm gonna have one of those little signs. Like, hey man, I'm gonna buy some beer. Yeah. I mean, that's always been like, I wonder. Maybe you know, but I wonder what Walt would think of this.
Walt. I think if he's making money on it, he'd be
quite all right with it. He's like, oh, is it popular? Is it making money? Yes, yes, Mr. Disney. All right. Sounds good.
Keep it clean.
Yep.
But sell the shit out of it.
Yep. Yeah. Everyone stay nice and clean. Stay it and then sell the crap out of it. Make sure there's all those guys with the little brooms and the little sweep up can brooms. There's like 80 of those around the bucket on a stick. Yep. There's just a whole team of them around the alcohol areas. All right, finally we can get ripped. Disneyland. Whole new experience. Ripped
in Disneyland without having to be a 33 member or waiting an hour for a cantina beer.
Club 33, that's all struggling for lesson. You've been in Club 33, Nick?
No.
Right. Me neither. I'm missing.
I know. This sucks.
do have an in.
One day.
A side in. Bells has an in, side. I should say, really.
Oh.
But
yeah, he doesn't talk to us anymore, though.
Yeah, he won't talk to us now. He's holding that Club 33 in to himself.
He's like, that's mine, you bitches.
Mine.
Anything yeah, else? But I hit the Powerball for $1.3 billion and I'll be in there.
Yeah. Money.
Money? You like the money? Have you ever thought about getting on the list? Like just in case one day.
Is there a list you can get money? On? Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, the waiting list and then you got to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay.
I wonder if you have to do like some sort of deposit to get on the waiting list.
Probably. Because could you imagine how long the list would be?
If everyone could just do it.
Anybody could.
Yeah. Just for the hell of it.
For the hell of it. For the smell of it.
Halibut.
Anyways, what I was getting at is if you're going to Japan, they are still doing the hotel room with a tap in your
room. Okay.
And the first 10 liters are on the house if you stay there.
Yeah, you're going to have to convert that for me, Nick. I don't know. 10 liters. It doesn't sound like a lot.
Liters.
10 liters. How many alks are in the liter?
How long do you have to stay here? It says you're it's required to stay a week. Night. Okay.
7 pints a night?
17 pints a night.
What? Oh, there's like figuring you got a big group. And really, you're just staying there by yourself. I'm just like,
it's just you.
They're like, oh, 17 pints a night, sir. All right. Well, yeah, me and my family my big group will enjoy those. And it's just you, just like pouring them back.
Pour back.
Is this like the Stones, like Stone was going to do with their hotel and having taps?
Oh,
in the hotel?
Yeah, probably. Very
and
much.
Didn't
Brewdog?
Brewdogs do that too? Or they have that?
I think they did that too. Was that Cincinnati? You know, was that where?
Ohio.
Cincinnati. So they are. Oh, and it's West Coast. It's West Coast IPAs. Oh, no, it's West Coast Brewing.
West Coast. Japan's West Coast. I wonder if Japan's East Coast has different IPAs than Japan's West Coast, even though like it takes like a 10-minute walk from each side of Japan.
Ah, well, good. That's the shortest distance to haze your beer.
Yeah. Looks like that on the map.
You could have West Coast and New England in the same evening.
Yep. Yeah. It's like Fresno. Fresno, we like to tout that you could go snowboarding in the morning and then go surfing in the afternoon. And nice. Japan, they're like, in the morning, you can have hazies in the morning and then have West Coast in the afternoon.
Is hazy the morning beer? Is that how you see things? Like hazy is the wake up beer?
It's like juice, huh? You like the juice? You like the juice. So that's, I mean, it's morning beer.
But not too much. So hazies are morning for the morning.
Yeah, of course.
Haze in the morning.
They look like a mimosa anyway.
Haze Mosa.
Oh, that was wet. That's what he said. Sorry, it was this there. I didn't mean it to be there, but it was there.
I love gold.
Oh, another beer from Pittsburgh, Tom. Not the brewery I wanted after that joke. Necromancer Brewing Company. Revolution. Wow. Resurrection number 22. It is a French style summer ale. I don't know what that means, but I have French heritage, so I guess I should be more. That was my thought process in keeping this one and not giving it to Nick was like, oh,
you are French, yes, oui.
French Canadian, so I have to drink this.
Je m'appelle Mickey.
My mom's side is from Montreal, if you go back far enough, so.
Je voudrais une bière, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Oui.
You speak like Joey French.
Joey French.
This is a yeah, it's sweet.
It's a like yeah.
I want to say berry, but that's not it. Maybe kind of grape. Like grape is an actual grape, not.
What? What fruit is grape, but not actual grape?
But I mean, it's not grape as in like the grape color, like grape soda color, purple grape soda. I mean, like in the actual grapes that grow around the wondrous Fresno County that feeds the world.
Feed the world.
Almonds. We feed the world. Hope you like almonds.
Would you rather have had the water? No, we'd rather grow
like, oh, you're the biggest agriculture area in the world, huh? Yep. We produce the most food in the world. That's cool. I hope you like almonds.
Yeah. Like almond juice?
Like almond? Lots of it. Almond? That's actually pretty good.
I do like a good Bear Claw, which has almond paste.
Oh, almond paste is all right. I don't like the actual sliced almonds, like in Swinhart's.
The shavings?
Yeah, the little shavings in this, like a Swinhart's.
Shaved pastry. Almonds, yeah. Not your... Whoa, where's my Bear Claw Stout? Why isn't that a thing?
We'll start a brewery. I mean, this is bullshit. I mean, come on.
This is bullshit.
Breweries, everyone's sleeping right now. I mean, is it just us? Or is everyone just kind of chilling? Like nobody's
everybody
like,
else has lost their damn minds. They don't know what they're doing.
Nobody's anymore. Like, all the breweries are just like, yeah, we're just making beer now. Like nobody's like doing anything like interesting, or is it that we're just not paying enough attention? Like, I don't know what it is.
That's impossible.
No, it's impossible. It's not our fault. It's a brewery's fault. But it's like seems like the breweries are just bailing it in, and we're just like, all right, that's fine. Yeah. Bail it in.
Is it hazed? Okay,
yeah. Fine. Yeah, you still got alcohol in it, right? Yeah, we put alks in there. Okay.
What's your alk?
It's all that matters.
What? That's all that matters.
Wake up, breweries!
Yeah.
Start doing some Bear Claw stouts, for God's sakes. Make some fucking bold choices.
Yeah, Mikey needs his macaroon IPA.
I don't need that, but I'll try it. If you want to send it to us, look on the show notes.
Perfect.
There's an address.
P.O. Box.
What else, Nick?
It's the end of an era.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world. Not even stouts are coming in bottles anymore.
But not even barrel-aged stouts?
Not even barrel-aged stouts, especially barrel-aged stouts. Eclipse, the Imperial Stout from 5050 Brewing up in Truckee.
Famous 50/50.
Is now in a can.
Ah, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, we're putting barrel-aged stouts in cans. It's over. Thanks for rooting stouts.
This is, yeah. And the Fontana Jim sends me a thing about new variant of Parabola being offered in a can.
Parabola.
Parabolita.
Parabolita. Is that light Parabola?
I guess. I don't know. Oh, it is. It's only 9.2 instead of 16.
Oh, yeah. That's like a day Parabola.
That's like a day drinker. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Day. This is breakfast Parabola.
Yeah. You're like, oh, good morning, honey. You pour me a Parabola. Yeah, is Parabola on? You got any Parabola on yet? Oh, I was just doing that. Okay.
No more bombers, no more wax.
Oh, you can still wax a can.
It's over. Wax the can. Make it impossible to open the can. You just end up shotgunning a 12% IP or a 12% Imperial Stout. It's fine. I have nothing to do today anyway. All I got to do is put shit out on the curb so the city can come pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, what's with that? I pay money for the garbage. I pay them to take my garbage. Why I got to put it to the curb?
Yeah. Why don't they come get it from my house?
Well, they spend basically their whole day in one block by going into everyone's backyard and pulling their cans out.
Oh, God. Not this place again. This guy's got recycling.
Oh, geez.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a sports bar or something.
No, nobody's recycling bin rattles more than mine on the street. When the guy... it's just a loud glass sound. Jesus Christ. What goes on over there?
Yeah.
You get back in that. You get back in your house, Mandy. You get back. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here. Okay? I saw what you were doing. I didn't say anything. Don't worry about how many glass bottles I have over here. Okay? They're just Corona and Corona Lights.
Have you ever let them empty your can? And wait till they go two houses down, fill your can back up, and then go, hey guys, you forgot to open.
This one.
You forgot to empty mine.
You miss it. Oh, okay.
So you get two dumps in the same day.
Yeah, that's my goal in life. Two dumps in the same day.
Two dumps in the same day.
Well, after that second one, I come out and I tell my wife, I'm like, babe, two dumps in the same day. Huh? Pretty good, huh? That's great, dear. Same day. Two in the same day.
Same day.
It's like Kevin from The Office. Hours.
Two in the same day. Once I took two dumps in the same day.
You ever done that?
Yeah, pretty awesome. I did. What else, Nick?
All right.
I try.
That's it for me. I need a new beer.
I try. All right. Nick's gonna get a new beer. Looking out for a beer. Noli Brewing up there in the Spokane, Washington. Right there in the Idaho, Washington border, Spokane. We've had some Noli on the show before. This one is the Machine Hazy. They've got comedian Bert, who did this famous bit about being the machine in Russia. He went on this basically trip Russia and became part of the Russian mob. He was called the Machine, Bert Kirshner. And so I guess Bert Kirshner is coming to Spokane. So they made this little one-off run, and it's only three cases. So that is a hazy IPA. I think they should have called it the Hazy Machine, but they call it the Machine Hazy. And the thing that's interesting is that it's only a three cases of it run. And they canned it and labeled it. So that is some rare shit right there. Machine head, machine speaking, stinking with sticks, sticking with the machine theme here. Fresno County Brewery Machine Head is starting their Oktoberfest on October 1st as Mocktoberfest or Moshtoberfest. I'm not sure which they pronounce it at. It is their second annual. So that will be something if you're in the Fresno area to look out for. And then Sierra Nevada got a lot of feedback this week. They went on Twitter, and it's a good thing for a brewery to throw out there, especially if you're thinking about doing like a one-off of like an old beer. Throw it out there on Twitter and see what Twitter says about what you should be making in. So Sierra put it out there and said, if you could bring back one Sierra Nevada beer, what would it be? And some of the feedback was the Sierra Nevada wheat, which that's a ridiculous one to bring back to me.
Did they put an H in it?
Wheat. I would say the porter. Wheat. Because the thing that hurt me the most was them taking away the porter, because the producer loved the porter, and it was always like an easy go-to. Like, if nothing else, I could always get her the Sierra Nevada porter. And then they took that away from me, so sons of bitches. All-Star Reese said, one, how about Glissade? I don't remember that one. Any of the... Collab Oktoberfest, Tumblr, Southern Gothic. Southern Gothic? What is that one?
Tumblr.
Nooner. Southern Gothic? Gothic? You remember that? Byron at Bike Hugger, he said, bring back the chapstick. Apparently there was, and somebody put a picture of it, there was a Sierra Nevada chapstick. The chapstick, the chapstick had Sierra Nevada. It looked like a official Sierra Nevada chapstick on it, which was crazy. I didn't know that existed. Flipside, there's a lot of Flipside people.
Yeah.
How about Lance says that? How about a mass distribution of the Rauch beer, or any other smoked beer? Beer History Podcast, the Beer History Podcast, says the Ruthless Rye.
That's my vote.
Oh, you missed the Ruthless Rye, huh?
I do miss Ruthless Rye. It was a six packer, and then it got filtered down into the mix pack,
and then it just disappeared. Went away. The German IPA. Beer Advocate says German IPA. I guess they made a German IPA. I don't remember that one. The stout, just a straight up stout. A lot of Ruth Otravez, the OG Otravez.
Mm-hmm.
The Ruthless Rye. A lot of Ruthless Rye seems to be the Glissade
consensus.
The Golden Bock Glissade.
Man, there's some. How did we miss out on this much Sierra Nevada?
Oh, somebody who they're being serious too. The Brute IPA.
Wow.
It was good. It was so good.
It was good. It made me feel good.
It basically, Black Barley Wine collab. Anniversary Black Barley Wine. Keller Weiss. The Beer Camp series. I'm gonna vote for that. Now that we don't care about the coronavirus anymore. Time to do Beer Camp again, guys.
Bring back collabing.
Yep. But yeah, it seems like Flipside and Tumblr are the top ones that people want Sierra Nevada to bring back.
I love gold.
What did you open up there, Nick?
This is a Tom beer. Steel City Sunshine Wheat Ale. Wiz Khalifa's Steel City from Taylor Gang. Never heard of any of this. It is citrus dank, if that's a descriptor.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Wheat ale brewed with Cascade, Rewaka hops, and conditioned with a citrus and sour diesel terpene blend. Does any of that make sense to you?
Not really.
Okay. It's borderline sour for a wheat beer. But it's got a dankness to it. Mm-hmm.
Sour and dank.
Not sure what to think of this.
I said I should have called it sour and dank.
Sour dank. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your
driving? Oh, yeah. We encourage the listeners to join. Be a part of the show, 559-492-0542, or you can call that number. You can leave a message 24/7, and you can also just record something and email it to us, or write something and email it to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. Those are the two ways you can get on the show. We're going to start with the voicemails, and they're all that information is always in the show notes. If you ever want to figure it out, the show notes or perfectpourpod.com. And we got some traditionals this week.
Hello, Perfect Pour. This is Psycho Bear.
Psycho Bear.
And I'm hanging out on the banks of Taps on the River. Just enjoyed a tasty, Bloodshot from Old Possum Brewing, and right before that,
Possum.
Can't pass up on anything. Cellar Maker, Duality, Rewaka, and Simcoe. So good. Anyways,
wow.
Also, yesterday went down to a place in Oakland called Rose's Tap Room. Don't know if any of you have heard of it. Pretty good. Had a clean American IPA. Very good. In any case, just a PSA. Psycho Bear might just be down in Agoura Hills this coming weekend, and hopefully have a get it.
We're so big in Agoura Hills.
To my untapped friends out there, I will send a message. Love to get together with some of you. Special place called Wade's Wines. Really good, good selection. Anyways, hope everyone is well, and don't forget, check your dates.
Yeah,
I'm in Petaluma.
Petaluma.
Oh,
go see Rancho fancy. Rancho Obi-Wan. Rancho Obi-Wan.
Yeah, Petalumas.
Guy, there's a guy. I think he's in Petaluma. He has the biggest collection of Star Wars memorabilia in the world. And he gives tours of the place and everything. Like,
okay. It's crazy. So how much do you charge for that?
I don't know how much he charges. Not that much.
No, that was a joke to say you have the largest collection in the world. But
no, not even. I'm not even a teardrop compared to that guy. Rancho Obi-Wan, look it up. Whoops. One more traditional.
Hey guys, it's Paul.
Paul?
Oh, thank God.
I've decided, you know what the Perfect Pour needs?
What?
Another clam jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bring it on.
You're not wrong.
Slam Jam next week.
All right.
I'm going way back in the archives for that. I bet a lot of listeners now don't even remember that, but that was pretty epic.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not often that the Bay Area can match Fresno for summer temps, but we've done it this week.
We did it.
It was just as hot here as it was there. So take that, fuckers. Just kidding. Anyway, yeah, it's been deathly hot and continues to be, but it's supposed to start cooling down. My fridge is full of nothing but, you guessed it, lagers.
Oh, lager boy.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that.
Lager life.
Lagers all the time. Stout season coming up. So, hey, keep up the good work. And I'll check with you soon. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, Paul.
Stay cool, Paul.
I love hearing from Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Clam Jam. Make it happen.
Yeah.
Even though one half of the jam is not in the industry anymore, you think?
Oh, it's still good.
Still good?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's possible. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. Yeah. Matt was a better link for our Clam Jams than anybody, but hey, I'm ready. I mean, this is episode 475. We probably should have been having a Clam Jam number 3. On this one.
By now.
Clam Jam number 3. But whatever. It's a good suggestion.
Trace Hombres.
See what happens. Last week we had none, and this week it's just a freaking parade. And it's great.
Well, that's all right. You made the call to arms and they came.
Yep.
Hey, Perfect Pour. It's a big dog in the desert. Had to call because I've got a parking lot.
I like it.
I was not at BevMo. This is a Safeway parking lot report.
Oh, yes.
Safeway parking lot report. Anyways, I just pulled into my local Safeway to pick up a few groceries, jump out of my truck, start walking around the back. This guy in a minivan rolls up behind me and says, "Hey, you like Pliny?" Now, that would be kind of a random question to be asked in a Safeway parking lot in Arizona.
Yeah.
Except I do have
the van say free Pliny
on the back of my truck.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, I say, yes, I love Pliny. And this guy asked me how often I get to enjoy it and then says, want one? I got 12 in the back.
What the hell is
this guy?
Is this a stereo speaker?
Just got back from San Diego visiting his brother who had stocked him up on Russian River bottles. He jumps out, pops back in the minivan open, grabs a bottle out of a box. It's a Blind Pig. He says, "Oh, I've got Blind Pig too. Want one of those?" So anyways, this guy proceeds to give me a pig and a Pliny. I offer to toss him some cash for the bottles. He refuses.
What?
Just wanted to share some Pliny love with a fellow admirer. And then he drives off. I'm standing there with these two bottles in my hand. Didn't even catch the guy's name. So I'd like to think that maybe practicing good beer karma over the years has led to this moment of random plinying in the desert.
Beer you get, Gavis?
I offer thanks to the beer gods looking out for me. And thank you, random Pliny dude, whoever you are. That was awesome. And to all the listeners out there, in addition to checking your dates, remember to practice good beer karma. And don't forget to beer it forward when you have the chance. Safeway.
Yeah.
Thank you, XL. There, or Big Dog in Phoenix, Big Dog in the Desert. That's pretty good. Because that sounds like, over the years, I don't know if you've gotten this, Nick, but like, I've probably like 20 times have been approached, like some random dude will like drive up next to me and like, "Hey man, you looking for a stereo? I just..." And then it's some story about how they got the stereo. Like, my sister gave me this box, stereo box, and I still don't know what to do with it. So I was like, "You looking to buy a new stereo?" I'm like, "Nah, I'm good, man." That's like happened like a dozen times to me.
Really?
Yes. like I am a mark for like guys that have stolen stereos that they like this oh, guy will man. Buy my stolen stereo.
I we have. Gotta stop wearing so many gold chains and the diamond rings. I mean, you gotta cut that out.
Like, oh, that guy loves stereos. So I don't know what's
yeah. going on. Like, oh, look but at that, his gold chains.
But that's he what it's reminding me of.
He's like, got money to spend.
That sounds like some sort of beer geek grift that guy was running in the parking lot. Like, hey man, you like right? Pliny's? He's like, yeah, I like Pliny's. Hey. Oh, come here, man. Look, I got a case. I got a case right here. I got a case right here. These are legit mm-hmm. Pliny's, real Pliny's.
Oh man,
I let him go.
They're not pre-concert $5 T-shirt.
No, Pliny's. No. I let this go for $40.
Same thing.
You look like a cool guy. Free. You got a cool guy. I got to get rid of these. My sister's like, oh, my wife's handing me. Oh, when are you going to get rid of those plenty? $40. I'll give it to you. $40. That's what I thought was going to happen when the XL was telling the story. I was like, nope. It was just a random cool guy giving out plenties.
Have a plenty.
So if anybody knows never, that guy.
Never has that happened to me.
And nobody's ever come up to you in the parking lot and said, hey, man. You like Pliny's? Oh, I got some Black Pig too. You want one of those?
Yep. Yeah. No, not happened. Usually it's, hey, can you spare 50 cents? I got a tab to pay off in Disneyland.
Oh, the gas station grift of like, I'm driving up to Eugene and I ran out of gas here. Thought I had enough gas to get to Eugene, but yeah. I guess not. Could you loan me $20 to get to Eugene? Like,
yeah.
I think it's going to get you to Eugene, but all right, here you go.
No, I guess the only thing close to that is when I drive the Volkswagens around, people usually ask, oh, are you looking for any more?
Yeah. Yeah, you get that. Hey, are you looking for another one?
More Volkswagens. Yeah, always.
What is it?
What do you got?
Are Volkswagen owners like boat owners? The happiest day for a boat owner is the day he buys the boat and the day he sells the boat.
Uh-huh. And Daisy, he sells the boat. That's yes. Yeah, that is accurate.
Same thing for a Volkswagen owner. It's like the happiest day when you buy one, and the happiest days when you sell
uh-huh. one. You buy one, buy two. Mm-hmm. One's going to be a summer project, and it'll be running this next season. It's a winter
project.
Everything's fine.
Hey guys, can you hear later. Me? I'm driving. Hey, it's Wazoo Corvette. Update from last week, got to go to the soft opening of the Moxa Barrel House. Yes, Moxa opened another location, teaming up with Hawks, which is a local restaurant, and so they got food and coffee and pastries in the morning and desserts. So we rolled in, got in line for the food. The food options were pretty typical, you know, American food stuff. So you had some hamburger, cheeseburger, bacon burger, smash burger, fried chicken sando, grilled chicken sando, chicken strips, a couple salads, some sides. So I got on the smash burger myself and some beer battered onion rings. Ordered up a small breweries, Big Ideas, Hazy IPA collab with, I think If There Does Not Exist. And then they make stout milkshakes. So they took their 14% pastry stout called Pastry Mode, blended it with locally made ice cream, and I added a little chocolate syrup to that to make a chocolate stout shake. It was bonkers good. Amazing. After we finished off dinner, we each had an Amarana Orama, which is a Amarana wood barrel-aged imperial stout. It was all right. And then we had a glass of the Pastry Mode Imperial Stout, straight up delicious beer. They opened up to the public last weekend, so if you're in Sacramento, actually they're in Rockland, go check it out. Other than that,
nobody goes to Rockland.
Got to survive this heat. My thermometer in my car said 122 today. 122. Granted, I was sitting in a parking lot, but 122, that's just
not accurate. Ridiculous.
That's all I got, guys. Be safe. Check your dates. And Mikey, Nick, have fun.
Bye.
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 I'm in Cameron Park.
Cameron Park.
Dear Wazoo, thank you for all the beers.
Thank you for the beers. We've got another shipment of Wazoo.
Totally radical.
Hey, yo, what's up, homies? True, you be here. Check it out, homies. You guys talked about Oktoberfest beers, right?
Yeah.
So, guess what? I think I was drinking the same one you were, Mikey. The Society Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
Not bad. That was pretty good, but I really, really enjoy, if you could find it, Highland Park's Brewery Fest Bia. It has like this huge tuba on the label. It's a white label with a huge tuba, and it just says Fest Beer. That, I think that's like one amazing German lager. It's crispy. It's like a crispy boy, homie. That one's like a really go-to. But the one that I'm really looking out for is Sierra's Nevada Oktoberfest. That thing slaps all which ways, homie. That one is a beer you have to have. But Oktoberfest is over, homie. We're past that. Now it's all about pumpkin beers, homes. So check it out.
Yeah, finally.
What pumpkin beer are you looking forward to, guys? For me? Honestly, I don't think I am. But if I was, it'd probably be... damn, homie. I don't even know. Does it even matter, Holmes? You know what? I think I had one. Hopefully somebody makes like a nice pumpkin porter. I think that would be a lot better than a stout or, a pumpkin porter. Give me a goddamn pumpkin porter. I'll drink one, homie. What else? Let me see. While I'm at it, I meant to call last week, but I forgot to send it. So I had to delete it. I realized I never sent it to you guys, homie. Went to the Dodger game, lost my voice. It just started coming back as of Tuesday. When I go to a Dodger game, it's always a game versus the Padres. So, I booed the hell out of Machado. We lost that game, which is fine. I get it. You can't win all your games, right? We whooped their asses the next two games, though. As for beers at the Dodger Stadium, I had a couple of Santa Monica Brewing beers, and also some LA Ale Works. But the funny thing is that, like a stone throw away is Highland Park Brewery, and you would think they would have their beers there. There is another brewery by the name of Brew Yard. I've been there, never really liked their beers. And I've scratched my head, like, why do they have that at Dodger Stadium? But I guess they got a great salesman, man. Maybe Highland Park should hire that salesman to push their stuff. Let me see. What else I was going to say? I guess that's it, man. Padres will be playing the Dodgers at Petco. So can't wait for that. Be enjoying a couple beers at home. And hopefully we sweep them to there. Other than that, homies, chew your beer. Mikey, next year, your A's will be playing my Dodgers, and my Dodgers will be playing their A's. What? So maybe we can have a meetup over in Oakland. Chavez? I don't know. We'll see what's up. Other than that, I'll call you if I think of something else, but my throat's starting to hurt because my voice started coming back and I'm using it too much. I got to save it for Machado, homie.
Yeah.
All right, homies, this is chew your beer. And to watch. Peace out, eh?
All right, Chew. I didn't think the schedule is released yet for next year, Chew. But if Chew says it is, maybe he's.
Yeah.
It is. I'll go down to Chavez before I go to Oakland. I'll come down.
Really?
I'll come down. Yeah, man. I mean, I'm an LA person.
Oh, you go visit. Yeah, you go reminisce.
I like LA more than Bay Area. Nothing against Bay Area. I like the Bay Area. Marin especially.
Yeah.
But I spent 5 years. Yeah. I lived 5 years in LA.
Lakewood.
I graduated high school in LA, so I went to many Dodger games in old Chavez, where I'd wait for everyone to leave before I left, because Chavez is tough leaving, man. I don't know if it's gotten any better, but I doubt that it has. It's like takes forever to get out of there. So I just bring a football and we just play football until everyone leaves. But Anaheim, I don't remember being that bad. I used to go to Angel games all the time, sometimes by myself.
Oh, wow.
And I would just get in and out of there. Cotilla, bro.
Patella. Might as well hit Disneyland on your
I know, right? Just a little stop in. See what's what. Thank you, yeah. Chu. Looking out for is A's and Dodgers next year.
Hey, yo, homies, it's True Your Beer. I'm back, homie. Just a quick little info, homie. My Suburban, Big Bertha, is no longer yes. with me, homie. What? I had to let her go. I've been freaking putting in way too much money, and she wasn't putting out, homie.
No.
Not putting out. I mean, no. not running the way she should be, Holmes. She stopped running for 4 days. I got under
true LS conversion.
Wasn't the starter. I thought it was maybe the ignition relay. Wasn't that? Also checked the it had nothing to do with the sparkles. It had to do with the battery. It wasn't the alternator. It's something electrical. So Saturday I went under her, lifted her up. It started tinkering with a bunch of stuff. Couldn't find anything. No grounding out wires. Nothing, homie. I just turned the key and just get a click, but no power to the starter. Tested the starter. There's actually, current on the ignition and direct current from the battery, and the starter would move, but it wouldn't. I don't know. I gave up, Holmes. I came back in the house drenched in sweat, just sweat beating down my face. It's 111 out there, and I'm under this truck, under the asphalt, right over the sun, no shade. I got fed up, homie. Right, so, ended up calling, Cars for Vets for, war veterans and, donated her to them and ended up going to the dealership and picking up a Honda Civic, homie. So I went from a big badass American muscle, not muscle, but American V8, Chevrolet Suburban 1999, last of the straight bodies, the original body, the square
OBS.
Box to a Honda Civic, homie.
No, not square
the only thing
body,
I'm looking
OBS.
Forward to is the gas mileage and not filling up a 44 gallon tank, homie. Now I'm what I got, an 18 gallon tank, so I'll make my drives to Fresno a lot cooler. But I had to let her go. Nick, whenever you're ready, let go of that Impala. Hit me up, homie. I might be very interested. This is not the same driving a V8 to going into a 4-cylinder. So
no,
man.
Let
me know, homie, if you want to sell her. Let me be the first. I'll take out a mortgage. I'll take some money out of my house, homie, and give you cash. I don't know. We'll see what's up. This is True You Beer. Rest in peace, Big Bertha, and hopefully whatever money you make a veteran happy. This is True You Beer. You had to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, man, too.
Sucks to hear. There's no replacement for displacement. That saying will never die.
I love gold!
Cheers to choose Suburban. Was it Suburban?
Yes, it was a Bourbon.
Big
Bourbon on the rocks.
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha.
It's a lot. That's a lot to drive around.
But it's not any harder to drive around. It's as easy or easier, maybe, because you're so high and it's so big, but you got a good view of everything.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, that, but like, you can't park anywhere.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I love gold.
Clovis is full of suburban-sized parking stalls.
That's true. Well, yeah. Clovis is full of people that park in the small car space.
Yeah, that too. EV stall? Yeah, I'll park my diesel truck.
Oh,
here.
Yeah. Park my dually. Then I brought my dually down to the liquor store. They get a pack of smokes.
Clean air vehicle parking, sure.
Mm-hmm. I just opened up a new beer. I don't know if Nick's going to have another one yet or not, but if he does, It should be this Hopra Kadabra.
Hopra Kadabra.
Hopra Kadabra. Jack Rabbit Brewing Company's Hopra Kadabra. I can't believe somebody hasn't had this name yet. West Coast IPA with Mosaic, Simcoe, and Strana. Jackrabbit Brewing Company is, where is Jack? They're in West Sacramento, which is, it's like Stockton.
I knew the name was ridiculous, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Oh.
I love gold.
We don't often get to have the same beer anymore. You know, we used to all share the same beer. Now,
right, pass it around the table.
Yeah.
So this is the Waz.
This is a Wazoo Corvette.
I like how he's been reduced to the Waz.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have time to
write Wazoo anymore.
No. You know, nope, I mean, you know what it is. Yeah, because I'm labeling those cans. So
I'm the Waz. Oh, yeah.
I'm the Wiz. They're bringing me back. What do you think? What do you think of this Hopra Kadabra?
Hopra Kadabra.
There's a weird aroma.
The name is quite a stretch. Like, I see what they're trying to do there, and I feel like we would have done the same, given the opportunity, but beer-wise, not bad. Kind of, it's mellow.
There's a weird, this aroma is odd, dude. It's like wet, some sort of wet something.
Is it the Sultana?
Maybe.
Sultana hops?
Stupid Sultana hops.
Yeah, it is a little, it's a little musty.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Oh, speaking of Waz.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm sitting at a brewery in Fresno County. It's Wazoo Corvettes. I just stopped in at a little place in Fresno County called Dough Boys Pizzeria. Good where job. While my pizza was getting made, I decided to have a Stargazer, a hazy IPA from Crow and Wolf, again, Fresno County Brewery, Crow and Wolf. And I got my pizza, and now I'm over at Fresno County Brewery Machine Head, having a nice Italian Pilsner. I just wanted to say hi. Hope you had a great Wednesday. It's not too hot now that it's 7:30 in the evening. And outside the misters, sit at Machine Head. Gonna have a few beers and I'm enjoying myself. Hope all's well. Have a great show. Be safe. Check your dates. Have fun. Bye. I'm in Clovis.
I was waiting for something. Seriously, thank you, Wazoo. Thank you for the beers, and thank you for enjoying Fresno County in all its glory. I missed Wazoo. Thank you, everyone, for calling into the show. If you'd like to call in, you're like, man, I got some stuff I could talk about that the show would enjoy. People that listen to the show would enjoy. Well, you can do that. You can call us and leave us the thing.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name. She
look at that, perfectportpod.com. Look at the show notes. However you're listening to this show, look at it.
Yeah.
It's in there. There's a link in there.
Look now.
Now! Do it!
Do it. Go to the notes. Look.
Yeah. Nick, did you open? Now it keeps going. We keep getting worse and worse with Nick, like with Untap.
Yeah.
Like, before it's like normal Untap, and then it was like a couple Untaps, and now we're down to, did you open your Untapped app this week? Did you look at it?
No, I did not. I didn't even look at it.
I knew it.
I don't even know what Untap is. I spent more time on IMDb.
There's an update. The past couple weeks, there's been an update. You can update your Untap.
Let's look.
It's nothing super cool, but you know, there's always like a bug fix with not with Apple, but with the other service provider. There's always a bug fix.
Bug fix. I have a new badge I could check into called Bottom Feeder.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
So if I go to Lake Bottom Brewery and Distillery in Visalia and check in a beer, I could get a new badge.
Oh, you got to go to distillery? Why does Untap have a distillery?
It's a brewery and distillery. Oh, I got a new friend.
Oh, look at you. John new WC. Friend request.
Early cheers to John WC.
John WC, yeah?
From Ohio.
A fellow Italian from Ohio. Is it big? Is Ohio big for Italians?
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Yeah. Huge.
That's where the mafia started, actually, in Ohio.
A lot of people don't know that. Mafia started in Ohio.
Yeah. Don't bother to look it up. It's already true.
Yeah. Don't look it up. It's true. Google won't show it to you.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it a secret. Yeah, they don't want you. No, I did not check in anything. It gets worse than that.
I knew it.
I'm still trying to clear out these stupid Kona beers I've had.
What? Since would you throw them out in the street? We had family visit
back.
Oh, God.
Just throw them away? Get rid of them? Should I put them out of my trash pickup?
Yep. Yeah, you got trash pickup over there? Yeah. Just put them out on the side of the curb. Somebody will take it.
Let the hobos have them.
5 minutes. Oh, hot hazies. Oh, look at these hot hazies. Honey, this guy just put hot hazies on the curb.
On the curb. Curbage.
Oh, man, we're having fun tonight. Hot hazies.
Whoa.
She put those hazies in the refrigerator. Oh, fuck that. Hot hazies.
It's a hot hazy time.
So,
old
do you
Kona,
remember?
That's where I'm at in my life.
Do you have any memory of drinking beers? If you're not going to use your own tap,
like I said, I drank old Kona IPAs, the golden something, golden shower. Jesus. I don't know.
Man, what am I? What am I working with here?
Yeah,
what co-host doesn't want to be on the show? The other one, he doesn't have time to drink beer.
No, it's all whiskey.
Oh,
whiskey,
my
bro.
God.
Just finishing some Old Forester 1897.
Somebody get this guy's Kona 12 back out of his house. I'm gonna message your significant other and say, like, could you help me out? And like, could you get rid of could you just, like, while he's asleep, just get rid of that Kona 12 pack? She's like, oh yeah, I've been thinking about the same thing. I'm like, yeah. Could you just
she's like, leave the beer, get rid of him.
I'm like, no, we can't do that. Just get rid of the beer. Like, yeah. All right.
It's fine.
I mean, do we have to, like, I mean, you got some beers over there. Like, do we have, what do we have to do?
Once in a while, I partake in a show donation on the weekend. It's not uncommon.
Well, you got to check those in, though. You got to remember those. Put them in your moleskin or something.
Yes. In the moleskin. Those go in the notes for proper cheersing and review.
Yeah.
It happens. It just happens.
If you'd like to call in this week and give Nick the what for. So to
berate me.
Yeah. Berate Nick. Please do so. Or berate me. Maybe
am I'm not doing my job. Is that what you're saying?
Maybe I'm being too harsh on Nick.
Do I need to spend more money at the market? Is that what you're really trying to do?
More money at the market. I'll give you the company car. You can go a hog wild.
Yes. Do they take care of fuel?
Well, it doesn't care what it buys. It's a card.
Wow. Yeah, I'll take six Husker Do's.
Husker Don'ts.
A couple Husker Don'ts.
Well,
so only buying my beer at gas stations is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that 76, I haven't been in it in a while, but it seems like it has. It used to have a lot of craft beer in it. Right there on West and Herndon.
Oh, West.
Well, I checked in beers this week on Untappd.
I know.
On Untappd. You don't know. You weren't on Untappd. There's some crazy shit.
That, right.
Crazy shit went down. You don't even know.
I have no idea.
Well, last
week. Did you get in a fight again? Are you fighting people on Untappd?
No, I don't have the energy to fight anyone on Twitter or Untappd anymore.
You're wrong.
No,
I'm not gonna tell you why, but
I'm gonna say, yep, you're right. I am wrong. Enjoy your life on the Central Coast. You were talking about last week in culture the Sierra Nevada liquid hoppiness beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got it. I bought it.
Yes,
I bought it at Whole Foods. I found
it. Is it the stuff dreams are made of?
It's like a very, I mean, just what you expect from Sierra Nevada, whatever style they do. It's very solid, very like a double right in the gap, solid stand up double in the gap. And
so the price per alk is worth it.
Yep. Price per alk worth it. Nice six pack of liquid hoppiness. You'll be fine. You're not going to be like, oh my God, this is whoa, what are they doing? This is amazing. But you're also going to be like, yep, this is going to get you going just like you want to get going. So
I want to get going.
Six pack of liquid hoppiness, their juicy IPA from Sierra Nevada. Look out for it. Get it.
Dang.
It's a nice to have in your fridge, little six pack, 12 ounce cans. They're not going to disappoint you. They're not going to. They're not
going to
knock your socks off, but they're also not going to disappoint you. So just go ahead and get it.
Oh, man. Socks are still on.
Well, socks are still on, but you're like, you're satisfied. Like, your socks are dry, though. You're like nice and comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants wet socks.
No. Your socks are nice and comfortable. You're comfortably on. I also had a Stargazer from Crow and Wolf. This one was at Yard House. Whoa. I went to Yard House, a rare outing.
Wow.
Had me a Yard House beer from Stargazer. That was the only Yard House I had. Yard House seems to be getting a little bit closer to being not full strength, but they're closer. They're like, they got a little bit more food. They got a little bit more beer. A little bit closer to what they were before the pandemic, but
yeah,
not quite there. But
well, they got actual competition now.
Well, yeah, with the Barrel House, huh?
Barrel House, yeah.
But they're all right. I have from Hen House Brewing Avian Surveillance Division. That's a good beer.
Nice
Hen House,
clever name.
All they always make it good. There does not exist Brewing's View from Tomorrow. Double IPA. That's good. Awesome metal label. The In Between Moments from Incinerati, Fresno County Brewer Incinerati. Hazy IPA. And that was
Is that your first beer from them?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And wait, was this from last week? No, that was from last week. Anyway. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Let me see. I had the Choco Truck Lager from our friends at Dust Bowl Brewing.
Nice.
Because it was Labor Day. I feel like Labor Day, like Paul was drinking a bunch of lagers. Labor Day, you got to at least have one lager. So I had a Choco Truck Lager. Almanac Brewing's 11 IPA. There's been many beers that were made the Spinal Tap. This one goes to 11 reference on the app. This is another one. And I'm going to say this. It was a hazy IPA. It was not good, man. I did not like
it. Oh, no.
I give it a 3.25 stars on Untappd. And you're like, well, that's pretty high rating for something you didn't like. But that's like almost as low as I can go. And still.
Like, so your three is a zero.
Yeah, I'm like too nice on Untappd. Yeah. 3.25 is bad for me. So, yeah, if you see me rating something 3.25, you're like, whoa. Well, bro, like I didn't like that.
0.5, it's my style.
Totally my style.
Totally my style. Cheers, 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 cheers. Cheers to beer show beer donations from Pittsburgh Tom and Wazoo Corvette.
Word.
We're doing well because of you gentlemen. Cheers to Janine, since we didn't hear from her this week.
Yep. We may or may not have heard from Colin. We don't know.
We don't know. Cheers to Mr. and Mrs. Hoppy Libations. They're dangerously close to having their lives changed.
Uh-oh.
Meaning they're becoming parents very soon.
Aw. Well, if you need any advice, let me know. And I'll direct you to somebody that gives you good advice.
We never said it was good. We just said it was advice.
Yeah. I got advice for you. Got plenty of advice.
Plenty of advice. Just the Fontana Jim. Always nice to see him pop up in the messages every once in a while.
Yeah.
Cheers to Rad Stacy and Shayna. Let's try and make a clam jam happen.
Shayna, Rad Stacy, attention.
Attention. Hey, attention.
Hey, listen. Clam jamming up right here in the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. The weather's gonna start turning. The studio's gonna become more comfortable. You're ready. Let's go. I think Nick might even show up for that. Rolled
food.
Right. Yeah, maybe we'll get a little Perfect Pour Golden Guy money and get ourselves a roller. Roll all our hazies.
Yeah, right.
Just keep them rolling.
Roll the hazies.
I'll set up some sort of refrigeration. I'll put the roller in the refrigerator so it's rolling and it constantly rolling, but it's in, you know.
Cold rolling.
I gotta somehow get that door closed, or maybe make a little conduit inside to the refrigerator. I don't know, but I gotta get that. Yeah. I'm gonna have to get that roller cooling somehow. A cooling roller.
Cooling roller. There you go. $1 million idea.
Refrigerated roller. And it just keeps you. It's like 7-Eleven. Those hot dogs just keep getting rolled all day, and you're just like, man, that looks
pretty
good. That's getting rolled all day. It's got a nice even color. So your hazy's getting rolled all day. They got a nice even
distribution of pulp. Yeah,
they're distributed well. They're like nice and even pulpiness. You have any more cheers? Okay. I don't know. I think I was choosing and I forgot.
Oh, good.
Okay. Cheers to the Golden Gods.
Of course.
Thank you, guys. It's really cool of you guys. They donate money to the show every month and then they get to listen to the tailgate. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win for everybody. So if you want to be listening to the tailgate or if you just want to throw $5 at us a month, look at that, patreon.com/perfectpour. Thank you to the Golden Gods. And thank you to everyone that shares the show. You're going to talk about the show to other people?
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Uh-huh. You're going to share it on your own social media, like Hop beer? Sound. Yeah, there you go. That guy, we need that guy. I mean, XL needs I bet he'll run into that guy in that Safeway parking lot again. But
yeah,
anyone knows that Safeway parking lot guy from the Phoenix area, let us know, because that's who we need. That's the kind of guy we need. If he's because he sees somebody in the parking lot with a beer shirt on, he's going to come up to him. He's like, hey, man.
Right.
You like beer, huh? Like, yeah. What about podcasts? I guess. Ooh, I got one for you. The Perfect Pour. It's called The Perfect Pour.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Awesome.
I mean, they used to be really good when they had three guys, but now there's just two of them. It's fine, I guess. Yeah. But you should listen.
But I hear they're going to have a clam jam soon.
There's a lot of talk about a clam jam soon. You want to be listening. You want to be locked in for that. You don't want to miss it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's chatter. Chatter on the waves.
Well, clam jam chatter. Before that episode 500, they got to get to that. They got to have another clam jam. There's a clam jam waiting in the wings. All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. And hope you have a great week.
Mikey with your appreciates
beers.
It.
Yeah. Nick doesn't appreciate it. I appreciate it.
No. I'm unappreciated.
All right. Appreciate no listening.
Not listening.
Have a great week.
Of course.
Be safe out there.
Questionable.
Have fun, though. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
But what are we gonna do before we do all that?
Well, we must check our dates.